From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Get your taxes done?
My husband did.
Why is it that women don't do taxes?
I don't know. Never done them a day in my life.
Someday you might have to do that.
I think if we stand any chance of anything,
yeah,
which we never do, but I'd screw it up so bad that they come knocking on our door saying, we got to talk.
What's that? Well, because the tax deadline has passed, accountants have time to party, which means that some of them might have a few things to do now that they've got time on their hands.
Like, probably they're sleeping. Probably they got plowed last night,
well,
and they're sleeping late.
Probably.
Hangovers.
We've come up with some great top accountant pickup lines.
Okay.
For those I'd share with you, if you're a CPA, maybe you've used these lines before.
You're a
if
CPA
you
haven't, and you're single, ready to mingle.
If you haven't used these, you're welcome. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, is your name Taxes? Because I'd love to do you.
Okay.
So, do you want to go back to your primary residence in the 2018 tax year or mine?
All right, that's better. That's quirky enough to be cute.
I can see that the 1040 isn't the only form you fill out well.
Oh.
Ah, see, yeah, okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm a CPA, certified pants abolisher. And my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
You make me want to file a 1040 sleazy. I'm sorry, I'm not a CPA now. Those are great lines.
For those of you who are CPAs, I apologize.
I'm going to use those lines on Halle Berry when I get a chance.
Next time you have a chance, yeah. Okay.
All right, it's time for the news. Ooh, what's going on?
You're ridiculous.
I am.
Sleazeball. And now the latest on our national nightmare, because you know what?
Oh,
we
yeah.
didn't talk about it yesterday, so why not do it today?
Let's
because
do it today.
This is the Who Cares News.
That's right.
Day 35.
Are you kidding me? It's day 35 already.
Already. It feels like day 135.
Time flies when you're pleading not guilty, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a bold strategy. Let's see if it pays off. Yesterday in the news, Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, they pleaded not... They stupidly pleaded not guilty.
Well,
to charges of fraud and money laundering.
You know what? They may have something in their arsenal don't know about.
Maybe.
They may have proof. They may have lost their check stubs.
Maybe.
That they did. With you know, paper trail, you can't prove anything. Maybe they did it in Bitcoin. Just
who knows? maybe their attorney is a crack attorney.
A crack smoking attorney.
And they have a crack accountant who has
God,
laundered,
already
I mean, covered
this.
Up, I mean, done their books.
How much money can Aunt Becky have? I mean, seriously. How much can you make on a Hallmark Christmas movie?
There you go.
Or a few. $2.5 million they've put out so far.
But her husband is a
designer. You know
designer.
What? He is a designer, and he did make a lot of money at Target
in
the 90s. I take that back. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess they don't
care. She married up.
She did marry him.
Or she married Rich.
She married Rich because, you know, he's just as not guilty as she is. In
That's
this
right.
Whole thing.
That's right. Hey, John Stamos probably couldn't put up that money for her.
Oh, you know
if she was married
you know
to him.
It. No.
If things don't go their way,
mm-hmm.
they could end up spending 40 days and nights.
No, I think they'd like to spend 40 days and nights.
Now,
money laundering is
40 years.
40 years, which they won't. They won't spend 40 years. I'm thinking, though, they are going to be wearing orange for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months.
Justice is justice does.
Justice is
40 years in prison. Okay. They had a chance to take a deal last week.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Because Huffman took one.
Huffman
right?
took one.
Yeah. Yeah, they're crack smoking lawyer over at Giannulli's. I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, at that point last week, they were only facing fraud charges because I think people were trying to make a deal, you know?
Yeah.
So the money laundering charge was added for more than a dozen parents.
Well, yeah.
Who decided not to plead guilty.
Yeah.
Probably supposed to convince them to settle up
well, yeah.
by not having it
oh,
on
yeah.
there. But for now, it's having the opposite effect on Aunt Becky.
Nah, we She's don't like, know yet.
Oh, no, you don't.
No admission of guilt.
Right.
No, hey, or even an excuse. You know, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong.
Right.
Gave a little charitable contribution to this.
Well, right now,
fake charity.
Right now, she's saying, hey, I didn't do anything wrong.
I wonder if they took it off on their 2018 1040. That's what I want to know. Do they have a crack smoking CPA as well?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deduction.
That is a good deduction.
It's not like they didn't spend it. They spent it.
Look where they are now.
I'm going to say this right here.
Okay.
And right now.
A bold prediction, John Van Camp?
No, not a bold prediction.
Okay.
When was the last time anybody talked about Lori Loughlin this much within a 35-day period of time? Even on the Hallmark channel.
25 times of never?
Never. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. $2.5 million. Mm-hmm. That's what you pay a publicist for, right?
I wouldn't pay a publicist $25 million or $2.5 million.
No such thing as bad publicity.
That's true.
I'm feeling an MTV or a VH1 reality series coming on.
Mockumentary.
A mockumentary.
All right, so let's talk about the Kardashians. While we're on a bunch of crap, let's just stay there. Khloe Kardashian made a major change on Instagram this week.
Oh?
It appears it wasn't intentional.
Oh?
One, Khloe Kardashian appeared to switch her account from public to private. What did that mean? It meant her loyal...
millions of followers...
missing all the photos of True's first birthday party.
Oh my God.
And pics of her drinking her water, going to the gym, posing for Instagram,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
A regular day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
And two, Khloe figured out she had blocked her account unintentionally. I have no idea of how or why my page is private. I don't even know how to do that.
I didn't think she did.
Well, that's strange.
That's really strange.
Well, thank the maker. As of this morning, Khloe's account is public again.
Oh, man. Thank the maker.
But I think she was trying to trump news of her sister, Kimmy.
Kimmy? What's the latest on Kimmy?
Oh, my gosh. I almost died when I... Well, no, I didn't, really.
You did.
I chuckled.
You chuckled.
I guffawed.
You guffawed. What?
Kimmy
wants
to appear in a courtroom near you.
As?
An attorney.
Oh, God.
She says she's going to go to law school.
Who's law school?
Soak it in, John Van Camp.
Who's
soak it in.
Who's law school?
I can just see it now.
Dewey Cheatham and Howe? The law firm of Dewey Cheatham and Howe? What?
I can see it now. And no, yeah, of course, those of you who are not here with us, you can't see this. Your Honor.
Hey, put those things back. Have yourself a great day. That just made somebody excited in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I think he's innocent.
Have yourself a great day.
Can he be innocent?
We'll see you tomorrow, Ed.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.